290.
This is 290.
Yeah. Ravigdor Milley introduced each year by saying,
Bruchim Aboim.
Number 1248. Yeah. Okay. 290. So work it out. It's been over a year. No.
Yeah, listen.
Tafkideinu liyos ka Avram Avinu b'shaiso. We have one job. To be like Avram Avinu. That sounds simple. It is simple. But we were educated and are being educated in a generation to be Yitzchaks and Yaakovs. No one mechanics you to be an Avram. Who are ya yochid? Sheet moided mol kul ha'olam. Mol kul ha'olam. Lelo rav v'moire derech. He stood on his own. Without a Rebbe, without a mentor, without a father, anybody, no one. And he stood against the entire world. Avram Avinu hitrachek mi'oiv da avodah zorah b'yomov. He distanced himself from avodah zorah. Ad lifnei shehikyes boireh, before he recognized Hashem, he destroyed the psalim of Terach. Before he was thrown into the Kivshan nation, he started recognizing that there's a boireh. He was prepared to give up his life for it. After he broke the psalim, his father schlepped him off to Nimrod. Nimrod threw him into the fire. He was prepared to go there. He was prepared to be Moise Nefesh for the fact that he knew this couldn't be true. That's what Noah held. The Chasam Sofer says that the Etzem Milchom of Avraham Avinu, that he was prepared to give up his life, this fight against the Avodah Zarah, was awesome. He was committing suicide. He was giving, you're not allowed to do that. He had no chiyuv of Chai Behem yet. He had no chiyuv of Yarog Val Yava yet. Vamnam, Mishum Kach Noach HaTzadik Lo Lelechem Be. That's why Noach himself didn't go to war against them. The big machlekes, the Chasam Sofer says, between Avram and Noach. On this Nukuda. So why was Avram right? Ulam Avram Avinu Ayu Onus Oydes Yinyin Ze. Ulai Oichel Lizbol Etz HaShekeh VeYotzeli Melchoma. Noach was right. Noach was 100% right. But what can you do? Honest is honest. He couldn't boil the shaker, he couldn't handle the shaker. Moshe Adama David, Yudi Nikla Lechaburis Cannibalim Oichle Odom. Nebuch a Jew got caught by some cannibals. And cannibals, you know? They eat cannibals, yeah? Okay. I don't, you don't come from Africa, you almost know what a cannibal is. Yodea ki shais of spurois. Ubetoch zman ketzau yushamesh lehem karuchos tzoraim. He knows his time's limited because supper's soon and he's the supper. He didn't know what to do. Pitomi gets an idea. He pointed a Rosh Knufia. He goes to the Rosh, the chief there, and he says to him, Matika blue im tocholoti shivim kilogram bosa vusulo. You're gonna cook me and eat me. What are you gonna get? One meal, two meals? Yeah, but a biltong from the leftovers. Seriously, what are you going to get from me? Lumazois, imti shuri otochai, ani mandesha. I'm a very talented engineer. Vuchalakadem lepetachaschem. I can start teaching you guys. I can advance your society here. I can give you things you never dream of. Nulai lechem toeles rabba. It can bring enormous benefit to this community. Rosh HaKnufia Mishtachnea Ben Vorov. This Schwarz had a bit of brains. And he understood. Ulam Umatana Imotnai. Very good, but on one condition. Yaisvu Ish Novon Umaskil. Alam Lenatzelet Kishonoisav Letoivus HaShevet. You're a very intelligent, talented man, and you have to use all your keiches for the tribe. Ulachayim. Alam Kamadrich Shalehem. But you have to show that you're part of us. You have to show your loyalty to the group. And therefore you have to eat like us. You have to eat a man.
Learn
b'shitas motuchachomos v'yolois. Then you have to teach us how to catch men using the most sophisticated technologies. B'shitas motuchachomos v'yolois keitzad levashelo tukadoyma, how to cook it. Well, you're gonna. That's what we do. We eat people, so we want to advance that aspect of our society. How you can do it more economically using less people. We want to become the most technologically advanced cannibals in town. Lenoichach b'kosha yoimazu mi sha'adayin lo ibet tzelem enush lechalotin yemuchan lemois elef pamim uvivat shu atzmo lo yafuch lecannibal oichodo. Anybody in his right mind, once again, I'm not talking about what a person has to help Yaloch in terms of Pekuch Nefesh or whatever. The people had this Shali in the Holocaust, Rahman and Islam, whatever. Shalom Eidaz, Mishaynis Kazeh. About you have to have lost all sensitivity in order to be able to accept this condition. You tell the guy, yeah, but up your logic, you have to, it's saving your life. I can't. What are you talking about? I just can't. What do you want? Avram Avinu, Hevin v'chash. It's not such a good example, by the way. I don't like this example. I have a better one than I heard from the Noach. Because this example actually happened and people had to do this. I have a friend whose father told him. He said, don't talk to me because you've never seen people eating menschleis. You've never seen people eating human flesh. I was in the Holocaust. I saw people eating human flesh. In Eicha we say it. We know that's... We know. And Opi Alocha, whatever. Go on, Aiden. I have a better example. It's not so posh. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's not so posh. You say you have a chiv, I don't know. It's not so posh. A pi alocha, what's worse? Eating a kazais of human flesh or eating a kazais of chazir? It's also not so posh. I'm saying I have a better example. You go to Hong Kong on business. And on the way out, you get stopped by the customs, then they arrest you on a charge of spying. Spying carries a death sentence. So you go up there, they have some kangaroo court, whatever, the judge listens to all the evidence, and he sentences you to death. By firing squad tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Your nice business back home, your wife, your children, your koilal, everything, it's all cheers, gone, goodbye. You got everything a person could want. He's got $50 million in the bank, beautiful wife, lovely children, happy family, everything, each kid's better than the next. This guy's got the perfect life. It's a marshal. So that's it. They throw him in some donkey jail cell to wait. His death sentence tomorrow. 9 o'clock, they come downstairs, and you know, his mom, she's chittering. That's it, though, whatever. And in comes, walks some high-ranking Chinese official there. And he says, listen, you're going to get killed in an hour, but I've got a deal for you. If you do this one thing for us, you can leave here, pack your bags, go home, no one will know anything. This deal's between you and me, and what happens here, no one will ever know about. You know, in China, you only allowed to have one child or two children, whatever. They've got this overpopulation problem. So they've got a problem with all the children that get born over the Miyuta. So we have a room in this building, and probably there's about 1,000 Chinese babies, and they need to be killed. So if you'll go and kill these children, okay, you can go home, that's it. No one will ever know about it, you're free to go. Otherwise, 10 o'clock firing squad. That's a better example. I think it's a better example. Reb Noach brings it to prove something else. It's a Moed Kasher itself, but it's a nice exercise to do sometime. What do you do?
Why 1,000? Why not 1?
5, 10, whatever, yeah, whatever. Lomashani. You're right. Because everyone's got his price. And even if you would do it, you'd be a complete... You wouldn't get any enjoyment from all the wonderful pleasures that you had before you left Hong Kong. You'd be a complete wreck. You'd be taking whatever. You'd be a mess. Anus! But you're gonna die! Anus, you can't. And Luchol, what do you want from me? Take a baby and kill a baby. How do you do that? I can't. That's Avraham Avinu. Sheker, and Luchol. I can't. That's Avraham Avinu. Reb Noach brought that just while we're on the subject. You know why he brought that story? To show you there's something more important in life than all the money in the world and all the love in the world. I'll prove to you, okay, that all the money in the world and all the love and all the wonderful things you think you know, because when a guy comes into Shatara in the early days, what's he dreaming about? Making a lot of money, having a wonderful home, wonderful family, whatever, and he doesn't have too many more other shifas than that. And he says, you'll give that all up. You'll give that all up just to be able to do the right thing. Because you're gonna give that all up rather than kill a Chinese baby. Nachon? Quite a shocking wake up for a lot of people that share. Anyway, whatever, it comes right at the end of our
The question is to take distance, that means to go away, or to fight against. That means.
And therefore?
What we have to do. That means we say, Mike Patley, I go away and they can do what they want. Or I can go.
Or I'll fight against it.
To try to change.
Yeah. So Avraham Avinu didn't have a choice. To fight against it is awesome in a Torah. That's what Noach was paskin and Noach was right. Avraham Avinu said, you're right. I've got money, I say, onus. There's a sod in the Torah called onus rachmana patra. If you're honest, you're honest. A guy comes and puts a gun against your head and says, kill that Jew, we're going to kill you. Right? And you don't withstand the nisoy. And you kill the person. Are you chayv misa? Says the Rambam, no. Even though you are over the tzivui, because you're honest. Ain't honest God will be there. There's a guy holding a gun against him and says, I'm going to kill you if you don't kill that guy. That's an honest katsuto. Says the Rambam, you are over the tzivui of Yarov al Yarov, but you're not chayv misa from killing the person because you're honest. But that's Avraham Avinu. He's not allowed to go out there in Lilachem, because I'll kill him and then he'll have a dinner with someone who's ma'abud al atzmoy. But he's honest. What can I do? I can't. I need loyal chol. Somebody else came to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He had a complicated shalom with the tax people, whatever. That it started with him signing a document that wasn't exactly correct. And he came to Rav Shlomo Zalman to ask him, so the shalom that Magalgel, that now he had a problem. So he started explaining the story to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Chatamta al Sheker? He said, Ken Zaya, aval achshav. He said, Chatamta al Sheker? He couldn't, Shlomo Zalman couldn't get past it. That was the end of the, he just couldn't, Chatamta al Sheker? Yes, but eventually he just got from a zombie, just couldn't go there. Couldn't go. Somebody wanted what do they call them? Hamlatza. Before you write a book, you're upon him write an approbation. No, an approbation.
A skoma.
For a safer. He was in New York at the time, I think, Lozoche anyway, and he wouldn't write it. His son was very surprised because he used to write them. He said, why not? He said, because the only stationery that I have here is still the old stationery from when we lived in Monsi. And on the stationery it says that my address is Monsi and I don't live in Monsi, and it's Sheker for me to sign a document that says I live in Monsi when I don't. So I'll get the new stationery, he'll come back and I'll sign the new stationery. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Avraham Avinu. We live in a world where... you understand how far the world is that we're living from this?
Yeah.
Advertising. Advertising is kulu sheker. Kulu sheker. Avraham Avinu would walk past one of these washing powder adverts, he wouldn't be able to survive it. Blue studs washes best. Yeah? You know what that's saying? This is the best washing powder there is. There's no better. That's the truth. You did surveys, they've done studies. That's the truth. Sheker gomel. And the other one on the other side, green suds or whatever, we wash best. It's all kulu sheker. And we live with it. We're used to it. You know? Show me an advert that's not at some point rooted in sheker.
So you'd ban all adverts then from all magazines?
You ban sheker from all magazines, yes.
And how do magazines make their money?
That's their problem, not my problem. That's what Avraham Avinu is telling you. It was fixed to me. You make your money by doing what Shulchan Aruch tells you to do.
Yeah.
I got this from one of my rabbeim, and it's a moedik klal. the practicalities of it is a lifetime's avoider. Of all the yesod is a yesod. I don't do any shtadlis that I'm not chayv to do. I'm chayv to do this, that's all. If I'm chayv to do it, I'll do it. If I'm not chayv to do it, why do I have to do it? And it can't be that the Torah chayvs you to do something. That's awesome. Person's in business. And if he doesn't do this, he's possibly going to go down the drain. Torah chayvs you to do this? If yes, do it. And if not, don't do it. Why are you doing something that you're not chayv to do? Ah, it's a little sheker, it's a little gneiva, it's a little white lie. The Torah mechayved you to lie? Echi choliot. Like I said, it's a gewaldic yisod, it's a lifetime's work. It's a big nisayin yisod.
Didn't you bring the story of the two brothers?
Yeah. He brought that for another reason. He brought that to show Kiddush Hashem. But for his sake, Kiddush Hashem, what looks like a big Kiddush Hashem is actually a Chilul Hashem. And what's a mighty Chilul Hashem is actually the biggest Kiddush Hashem that ever was. In a chinami, same thing. Yeah, we just bring it for sheker. Shaker, how could it be that Hashem asked me to do something? I have a big problem with the newspapers that advertise cigarettes. The Haredi newspapers that advertise cigarettes. Big problem with it. Huh? Tell you what?
Cigarette advertisements are illegal now.
Maybe now, whatever. Last year, the Pesach cigarettes, the cigarettes with Pesach shaving, whatever.
That's because I can't, because otherwise I've got paste of the newspaper.
So you tell me maybe it's because it's stopping people being michshol. At least I'll smoke these cigarettes and not the ones that have got chomets in them, whatever. So, you can find reason, all of it. I need lo yochol. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. I'm not, whatever. You have tedes at rabbinical boards and they make the decisions. I need lo amai. Newspapers aren't the spokespeople of MS either, but I'm just saying. We're becoming sensitive to it, that's all. We just have to recognize it. We know that's battering us and battering us. We become very insensitive. When we hear that Avraham Avinu's major quality was MS, you know, he couldn't so well shake it. So it's not a big deal. What's the big deal? I don't appreciate that either.
So the Yaakov is MS. It's an MS to Yaakov. Avraham is chesed, not MS.
Let's see where he goes with it.
Okay.
You're up. Avraham Avinu hevin v'chash ki hasheker shebo chayim kol yoshvei tevel hu neira v'hadova nechshav ke cannibalism. Avraham Avinu understood and felt real that the sheker that the world was living with was terrible, like cannibalism. He couldn't tolerate it. He was honest. He still didn't have the clarity of recognizing the Creator. He couldn't handle the sheker. The first thing he did was he fled from the sheker. Op die eerste derde alleen nu goed voor doorheen kilo yam hatayves the habido hamatsif is koloilam kulo cannibalism. First you have to recognize and understand that all the schmutz and the deepest hatayves of this generation is like cannibalism. If cannibalism doesn't work for you, find something else that revolts you. Maybe cannibalism doesn't revolt you so much. Find something that does. Ein kol hevden belachilas bnei adam chaim lebein sreifus neshamas yudiot. What's the difference between eating human beings alive and taking Jewish neshamas and burning them? Hatikshoret hakotuva vahamuduberes, hamachshavim vahintelet, harayim ketai agazim ukesreifus treblinka vahalchvitz. He has very sharp views on this, which are written 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, and the problem of the internet and Shalom Bais and all the problems is already kayam then. Many, many files are broken homes because of the internet going back over 20 years ago. Yeah. Yes. How long ago was Rav Pinchas Nifta? He wasn't a novi, I'll tell you now how you knew it. 17, 18 years ago. The day after the Levaya, I was with Rav Taube. Driving the neighbor up. And in the middle of the drive, he answered the phone. Okay, we're having a conversation, obviously a Shalom Weiss question, and he said the following mishpat. My wife is in the car, you can ask her. If he's not prepared to give up his addiction to the internet, I cannot save this marriage. And I was like, internet? Like, marriage? My cash, what are you talking about? 17 years ago. So he wasn't a novel, he was dealing with it, the mindset. Somebody told me, no, 22, 23 years ago, there was internet already. When I came to Israel, the internet was sort of in its infinite stages. Yeah. A certain Rav in a certain shul told me that Rav Taba said this in his shul. He told me Rav Taba will never speak in my shul again because of him saying this. So if you feel insulted or upset about this, you're in good company. But go speak to the people working in the field, they'll tell you there's not exaggeration. All the tikshoret, the whole radifa after the goyish world and the internet and the shmutz and the movies and the music, is a avodah zorah kapshuta. Harikatay gazim umakim sreifus treblink of Auschwitz. Haima yo'ele b'dayto almandu latzis segaria lahanoisim aisha sreifus. Imagine a kid walks into Auschwitz and he needs a light and he goes up to one of the ovens and he lights his cigarette to one of those ovens. It's an example he always used to bring. Such a thing. Harei kvar ne'emar she'godol ha'machtir yosim min ha'hogel. Chazal have taught us that somebody causes another person to sin is much worse than someone who kills him. Alein litrachek v'litnatek min ha'chiyu u'min ha'doim elo u'min ha'doim eledoim. Person has to distance himself from the despicableness and that which is similar to it and that which is similar to what's similar to it. Ein chalkeinu lo bebidu b'resratim gam imei mitzunzrarim, whatever that means. Einenu mishtatfim b'kol eilu. Nothing to do with it. I'm just reading what's written here. All complaints to be the real ben raiser zomer refuah shleima. Tov shachila mo Yisrael. Aleinu lahak pida kach b'mesilas nefesh. Ad kedei mesilas nefesh. Okay, I have to ask your own first trial is, yeah, do you go to work now? You leave here, you need to go to work. You switch on your computer, don't you switch on your, you have to ask your own trial is. You put on your phone, you don't put on your phone. And after this, you have to, I'm not telling you what to do. Gam kersha dobeno gaelo oiv dein panosa, ein lanu chelek v'nachali imoy. That's his Das Yochid. I don't know if there are people that agree with him, by the way. I don't know if everyone agrees with him. Once again, I wouldn't. You go home now, I tell you what, that's it. I'm not going to work anymore. Rav Taba says, I'm not allowed, even if I lose my panosa, I'm not allowed to switch on the computer anymore.
He's saying computers are banned?
Everything. I'm not saying anything. Everything. Hamachshavim v'ha internet. Once again, you ask your own shalas, make your others not a halacha sefer. He's telling you what Avram Avinu would do. We have to work on Otpa. We have to work in our own areas. What you don't need for work, but don't. The Gedolim today, what you need for Panasa, the Gedolim have not asked it.
You have to be a farmer.
And you be a farmer today without a computer.
It's impossible.
You can't buy milk in America today without a computer.
It's impossible.
Od pam, ask your shalas, ask your own shalas. Atoyle no nitla malachim, lo bo betulye magrius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to do the impossible. Ask your own shalas, that's all I'm telling you. I'm learning to say, if I have to be honest, ask your own shalas what you don't need for work, then find out why you have it. Television was very easy to get rid of. Television was a big new song for the Haredi world, and it was very easy to get rid of. Because it was a kol asach hakol, it was entertainment. So he has entertainment, that's trafe, so we'll get kosher entertainment. This is, there never was anything, if you imagine such a new song like this. You know, Rabbi Aaron Leib Zatzal had this problem as well with the kennis they had in America. on the internet, the big kenneth there they had in City Fields, they had a big kenneth against the internet. The Maronite's biggest problem with it was what are the solutions? So although we're offering the internet, but what solutions do you have for people to go to work tomorrow? What are you going to do? How's he going to go to work? So you have filters. Yeah, but I work for Chase Bank. They won't let me put web cover on my computer at the office. You have serious practical problems here. So I'm saying, person who's a bank trader understands that, has to go ask his bank what he does. I know that's only for one reason. Because Rabbi Arunay refused to sign a scammer for that meeting until they showed him solutions. Rabbi Tisiyahu got out of his sick bed and flew to Eretz Yisrael to meet with Rabbi Arunay to explain to him what solutions were being set up. You know, I'm just saying, you have to. Yarav Taub is giving a shrai. You have to know, sometimes a rov gets up. Once my roving tifrach once spoke about a certain Indian that left me battered. I don't know how I was going to survive. I don't know what I was going to do, man. He also basically gave a shy against something that basically made it almost impossible for me to function. So I went to Martin and said, what am I supposed to do now? He said, what are you talking about? I said, the shmooze you gave yesterday. He said, you were actually listening? I said, I was just giving a shrine. No. He said, well, you're not from. He said, I can see you're not Israeli. He said, go ask the Israelis if they have a problem. No one has a problem. They heard me screaming. They heard me give a shrine. And that was it.
Forget about it.
They have a scream. I hit you over there with the baseball bat. You scream. You're not giving a schmooze, you're screaming. He said, I was giving a scream, that's all. No one's asking you to change your life.
Well, he meant it right
here. He meant it, but he meant it as a scream. Maybe next time people get a scream and maybe give him a shot. That's all. Sometimes you have to give a scream because you know that speaking logically, you explain to your child, get a bed. If you don't get a bed, you know, you're not going to be able to get up tomorrow, you're not going to learn from you, whatever.
Go to bed.
What gets the kid to bed at the end of the day? Got him! Sometimes you give a shrai because you understand what I'm talking about? So I'm saying this is what we're talking about, yeah, and when he wrote this and this was given over was, as I said, almost 30 years ago. So you have to understand it's a much more entangled world today. 30 years ago, if I told you to give up the internet, it wouldn't have been such a big deal. So you would have written letters by hand. You would have used a fax. Mm-hmm. Today, try and fundraise without WhatsApp today. I'm serious. These are big, complex shalas, and you have to ask a rov, and you have to deal with it like any other halachic shalas you have in Panosa. Ribis shalas, this is less than ribis. Geneva shalas, putting your foot on the scale while you're weighing the fruit. There are a lot of halachic shalas in business. And as business gets more and more complicated, halachic shalas become more and more complicated. You're borrowing from the bank. The bank's owned by Yidden. Now what? Oh, same thing here. How you know, kids, this is it better to have the computer at home and have the kids playing solitaire or next door playing Destroy the World or whatever it's called? Whatever. How do you, you're a hard, difficult child. It's not a portion, not a portion. What we were matzliach here was to get a lot of the balabatim to give up their non-kosher phones to get kosher phones. Once you showed them that they could work with kosher phones, at least that allowed them to continue working and trading and whatever. Somebody phoned me yesterday from Nativ. They were at Nativ. One of the Balabatim was giving up his iPhone for a kosher phone. And he phoned to tell me to actually get some nachas. That he's actually Nativ now, because he's working out with him. Certain apps he needs that they don't have in the app store, that they were busy machining for him, whatever. Certain trading apps he needs that weren't on their list or whatever, and they were busy opening them up for him and whatever. That at least, that's a person who came and asked Charles, and then he's working out solutions to his problem. That's what we're talking about. If they'd ask you to be the secretary in the gas chambers, you would have allowed to do that. Someone who was in Auschwitz, so it was in the Holocaust, so it could be you. Okay. Avenu livroich v'lanoisan lavshenu v'nefesh tzatzenu min hasheka hanoira asoiva v'tonu. That means you have to get away from politics as well. Pre-elections, you know. Chutz v'yaske v'sheka yaske. Is any truth in what they say? Nishmo al gavotenu yahudit b'kolois. To hold on to our kosher Jewish pride with all our koichas. Not to run after every new thing that comes out and every change and whatever. I have to have it. Ein lanu shaykhes kol shul goyim ul havaleim. Heim am adoyim ul chomo v'anachnu bonov shel ha-kodesh boruch hu li'yayin shel melech. We are Hashem's elite troops. What do we have to do with the rebel out there playing in the sand and in the mud? They're all the kashua lady. Interesting, Charlotte. Can you when you inherit Israel, can you switch on your house in America when it's Shabbos there, but it's not Shabbos here? You're sitting in your flat in Yerushalayim, and it's Oy Shabbos here, but it's still Shabbos in America. Can you switch off the air conditioner and the lights in your apartment in America? With your phone. I'm just asking the shadows that we have to deal with today. I'm sitting in Yerushalayim and I want to switch off the lights in my apartment in New York. Am I allowed to do that? Those are the shadows we have to deal with today. I don't know. I'm asking. These are shadows that are coming up to the place we have to grapple with. I'm saying how far we are from 2 years ago with shadows. You sit in Israel and it's Shabbos and you've got the... You forget to switch off the screen and you see them breaking into your house in New York. Maisa Shoyo, let it do any. What do you do? Well, you don't enjoy your Shabbos. How do you have Oynet Shabbos while they're busy breaking into your house? You're watching them. Sorry? Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I'm trying to illustrate is we live in a new world. And your kids are growing this instinctively. We're learning it. They don't learn it. They just have it. Yeah. That's the hardest paragraph in the Sefer, because you have to take this ideal, which is an ideal, and we'd all love to be there. We would all love to be completely menutak and have a sheikhist and whatever. We'd love to have nothing to do with it. But it's not a poshut nisoyed, and yet I'm saying after Oshalu, it's not so poshut. You can go the wrong way as well. You can become too extreme. You have to be careful.
It used to be, can you fax somebody in America?
Yeah.
And then can that person read the fax that case?
Sure. Yeah, and what about...
Let's get a grandson.
That's a good one.